Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, this is Brother Byron. I hope you're having a great day and the Lord's blessing you. I've been having a wonderful day myself. In our last broadcast, we talked about the Word of God. We saw from the Scriptures that it's quick and powerful. We talked about how it was a lively book and an effective book. Well, I want to continue on with this thought again today. And we're going to pick back up where we left off last time by looking at the next part of our text in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, where it speaks of the Word of God as a sword. So if you have your copy of God's Word, would you please turn there with me in the New Testament to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And we'll go ahead and read the entire verse, and then we'll expound upon the text. And here the Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Father, thank you again for allowing us this time to be here on the radio and to try to help some folks. God, we're praying that you guide us in the scripture today. Lord, that everything we do will be pleasing to you and be according to your word. And Lord, we pray that you're the one that's exalted in this. Lord, if there's any good from it, God, may it be to glorify you. These things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, our text here says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. I don't know if you're familiar with the two-edged sword. You should know that it doesn't just cut on one side or in one direction. A two-edged sword actually cuts on both sides and in both directions. You cannot escape its cutting path. If it misses you coming forward, it's going to get you on the way back. You may remember many years ago, and I guess I'm telling my age here, back in the 70s, there was a commercial that used to come on television, and it advertised a knife called the Genzu knife. And the announcer would get on there and he'd say, "For only $9.95, you can get this dual-edged knife." And this knife, they say, could cut through a log and then slice through a tomato. Well, it was advertised to be the sharpest knife on earth. Well, listen, the Genzu knife, while it may have been a pretty good knife, it has nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, on the Word of God. The Word of God has sliced through the hearts of the mightiest men. Over in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 2, the Bible says, "And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, and his quiver hath he hid me." Well, the Bible says that the Word of God can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. Now, we know that we're made up of body, soul, and spirit. I'd like for you to get this picture, this mental picture in your mind, if you will, of a round circle. Inside this round circle, there are two other circles. Now, imagine, if you will, that the outer circle is your body. The next circle is your soul. And there in the middle circle, in the middle of the other two, is your spirit. Well, the Bible mentions two different methods of how the Word of God can pierce and divide. First, it says the soul from the spirit. And then second, the joints from the marrow. Well, we all know that the marrow is what's inside of the joints or inside the bone. And you have to first get through a layer of bone to get to that marrow. Well, it's the same with the spirit. You see, you have to get through that soul to reach the spirit. That's why it often seems that the soul and spirit are one and the same, that they're the same thing. But clearly, God's word teaches that they are two different things and can actually be divided. You see, our soul is often burdened with problems, bad thoughts and intentions, and it often keeps us from being the Christian that we need to be. But the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 22, "The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen." So the Bible teaches that the Lord is with our spirit. Well, for us to get past the problems that our soul gives us, we must pierce through and separate soul from spirit and let God do his work. How does this take place, you ask? Well, according to our scripture, it takes place by the word of God. I remember when the word of God first pierced my soul. Do you? I pray that you do. I remember when it happened to me, though, back in 1972. I was only 6 years old. And the word of God was preached to me, and it penetrated my heart and convicted my sin-sick, troubled soul and revealed to me that I was lost and I was on my way to hell. I thank God that there was a man of God that stood up and he preached to me the word of God that enabled me to be saved. Oh, the power, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, it was as it was read and explained to me by that preacher. Oh, and how the Holy Spirit convicted my heart, and then it started doing that slicing and that dicing and the separating, and oh, friends, he saved me. He saved me. Well, by now we should realize how important the Word of God is. I've talked about it in the last two broadcasts, and we've mentioned how it is quick and it's powerful. And here it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it has the power to separate the soul and the spirit. But then our text goes on to say in that next part, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That word discerner right there, it means to judge or make a decision. The Word of God has the power to judge a man's thoughts and intents of his heart. And so many times in the Bible, we're told that our thoughts proceed from our heart. The Lord Jesus, over in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19, he says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Oh, my friend, we can say a lot of things, and we can make a lot of wild and boastful comments, and we can flatter men with our lips, but all we're doing when we do that is just paying lip service. Look, a man's true thoughts, his true intents of his heart, they proceed from down in our hearts, and they are soon revealed. You may think you can hide your true nature, hide your true thoughts and intents, but I want to tell you, friend, be sure your sin will find you out, and it will be revealed. You can't hide a wicked heart very long. Over in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8, the Lord Jesus says this. He says, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." The Hebrew writer, he says this in Hebrews 4 and 13. He said, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." This is talking about the Lord. Look, friend, our deepest and darkest secret that lies deep inside of you, it is revealed to God. You can hide it from man a lot of times, but you will never be able to hide it from God. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. a lot of times we put on an act. We're a lot like the Pharisees sometimes. We pretend to be perfect and holy. But the truth is, if it were possible for you to somehow be connected to a video screen, if they could take wires and wire up to your head and project your thoughts and intents of your heart so that the world could see every wicked thought that has ever passed through your mind, it would absolutely devastate you, and you would never show your face in public again. Friends, it would ruin you if everybody knew what God knows about you. Aren't you glad that God can clean up the wicked thoughts and intents of our hearts? I'm reminded of King David. After he'd committed the awful sin and adultery with Bathsheba, and he was confronted by Nathan the prophet. Afterwards, David prayed to the Lord, and this is what he said. In Psalms 51, 5 through 12, David wrote, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Oh, I believe David knew what he was talking about, friends. He had been confronted with the awful wickedness and the intents and thoughts of his heart and his mind. And when the Lord confronted him, and David realized that he was the man, as the prophet told him, "Thou art the man." All in his sin all came to him, and he realized what an awful thing he had done as he sinned against God. And he prayed that prayer, "Oh Lord, purge me. Make me clean. Oh, renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Friends, sin will take away your joy. Sin will take away your free spirit that the Lord gives us. It'll take away your joy and gladness. All we need to come clean with the Lord and just confess unto him. The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Oh, listen. It's so important that we understand this word of God and how it knows us inside and out. It truly is sharper than any two-edged sword. Will you pray with me? Father, we come to you today recognizing that nothing is hid from you. We realize that your word is like a two-edged sword, and Lord, that it pierces us. God, may your word penetrate our hearts. And may it do a mighty work within us. For it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. And amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Holy One comes down, brethren, pray, and holy manna will be shined.